This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. We've got a Halloween treat for you before we close out today's show, something that's become an annual St. Louis on the Air tradition. Published nearly 180 years ago, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven endures. The poem tells the story of the narrator's descent into madness as they deal with the grief of losing their beloved Lenore. In 2022, Kirkwood resident and historical interpreter Ann Williams recorded The Raven for us. Former St. Louis on the Air producer Avery Rogers turned Williams' performance into a sound-rich production. So, without any further ado, here is The Raven.
Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary, for many quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. To some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terror never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, to some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. The silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Back into my chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. It is the wind and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven from the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped nor stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon the pallid bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, surely, I said, thou art no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
Much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door. Bird or beast upon the sculpted bust above his chamber door with such a name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on that placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, Other friends have flown before, On the morrow he will leave me as my hopes have flown before. Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
Startled by the stillness broken, by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock and store. Caught from some unhappy master, whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs that burden bore, till the dirges of his hopes that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door, and upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing, to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining with the lamplight glowing o'er. But on whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight glowing o'er she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed by an unseen censer swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he has sent thee respite, respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff this kai nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, whether tempter sent or tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, in this desert land enchanted, in this home by horror haunted, tell me, I implore. Is there a balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell the soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden, shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest and the night's plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak without my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, and its eyes have all the seeming of a devil that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow across the floor, and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
That was The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, recited by Kirkwood resident and historical interpreter Anne Williams, and mixed by producer Avery Rogers.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
and Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.